Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded and connected as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. My life and this podcast are totally imperfect. I'll be offering a 30-minute yoga practice, and you are welcome to unroll your mat and join me. For now, wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you in this moment. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm working with Kim Kranz, the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck today. And the card that I drew is Mouse. Mouse is an earth card, reminds us to be grounded and connected. Mouse is detail-oriented, but can also be small-minded and nitpicky and nervous. Kim says, Mouse has an innate desire to tend to the details. It often spends its days fixing, preparing, organizing, and scrutinizing. Unfortunately, a mouse personality doesn't notice when they've gone too far, and they can have a limited and fearful vision of life when they try to control every detail. And Kim gives the balanced mouse personality as organized, resourceful, and prepared. But I didn't pull mouse upright today. I pulled mouse reversed. And the outer balance is busy with no purpose. And mouse comes back into balance with a meaningful project. The cards tend to support whatever is already percolating in my mind. So what's my meaningful project? If you caught my live the other day in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, and you're welcome to join us. Please, if you're not already a member, come on over and join the clan. In the group, I was talking about how I had gotten a message from my guides about a year ago to take myself seriously. At the time, I was in a place of doing some deep personal healing, and I threw myself into that. But the other day, as I was doing some journal work about something completely unrelated, which tends to be when those downloads come, I suddenly understood something about the work that I do in the world. And that if I want to be the healer and the teacher that I dream to be, that I need to take myself seriously. And part of taking myself seriously is making space to do the work. Now, that comes at many different levels. I already mentioned that I was doing some deep personal work, and I was taking that seriously to a point. I was going back in my journals just yesterday, reading through some of the things that I had written after I did journey work or some of the card spreads that I had done. And a theme that came up over and over throughout most of last year was feeling like my home was messy and cluttered, disorganized, and at one point, dirty. And it took me from the spring equinox to the fall equinox to get my house in order, half a year. During the time my house was cluttered, my home office was also cluttered. It was pretty bad because as I was cleaning everything else, all of the stuff that didn't belong anywhere, guess where it ended up? Everything went into my home office to be sorted. My home office is also my personal space for my healing practices, for yoga, for meditation. My working altar is in here. It's the place where I sit and not only do the day-to-day administration of running my yoga studio and my healing business, but the place where I do the creative work of creating trainings and programs. My essential oils and supplies are all here. When I'm making dream catchers, those supplies and tools are here. And when it's cluttered, when there's a lot of stuff, it's like my mind is also cluttered. My desk is piled with papers. I don't know where to begin. And I had no place for my yoga practice in here. And I had no place where I could sit and close out the rest of the household to do distance healing work, to send energy, to hold virtual circle. And I was struggling because that was one of the areas of my business that I really desired to build. But there was no space. And while there was no space, there was no work. And to be honest, the inner work that I needed to be doing kind of stopped when it needed to come into the space. So I did finally get it cleaned up. It's a constant struggle, but I cleaned it up. So I'm asking you, are you taking your healing seriously? seriously? Your personal healing and the healing that you offer others. Are you taking it seriously enough to make space for it? My office had gotten a little cluttered again, and I was still wondering, I haven't had a distance client in months and months. So not only did I do a quick straightening of my office, straightened out my altar, made space there, cleaned off my desk, and when I did my planning the last couple of weeks, I left space. I didn't assign myself a task for every moment of the day when I was awake. I left space. And the universe responded by filling those spaces up with distance clients. Are you making space? Are you making physical space? And are you making energetic space for whatever type of healing work you're doing? If you're a yoga teacher and you're desiring to have more private clients or to teach this amazing workshop you just thought of, or even teach another class during the week, have you made space for it? Have you set aside a Saturday to teach a workshop, even if you don't know where it's going to be held yet? If you're an energy worker and you desire to do distance work, have you opened up a space in your schedule where you could do that work? Have you created a space for yourself where you can do it? And if you're still in the creative stage of thinking about how you want things to look or what kind of new workshop you'd like to birth or how you could tweak your class offerings so that they're a little different and exciting, have you given yourself space to do that work? Have you blocked out time and have you made space where you can be in a creative attitude? If you're a member of the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook, you can join me for our little 10-day challenge beginning this coming Monday, which will be May 13th. And it's a making space challenge. And we're going to do a little space making physically in our time, in our calendars, in our planning. And then we're going to do a little space making energetically to start to invite stuff in. So if you want to join us, the only place you're going to find the prompts for this is in the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook. So come and join us. We'll be happy to have you. Let's move into some space making yoga. When we make space in joints, we make space for nerve energy, we make space for circulation, and then energetically, we make space, get the energy flowing through the meridians to bring energy into the chakras. I'd like to play a little bit in this yoga practice on that idea of space and how we make space in joints. If you've got your mat unrolled, come to sit on your mat. And if you need to support underneath your sitting bones, grab a blanket or a cushion so that you can sit comfortably in easy pose. And remember that easy pose is not necessarily your ankles crossed, knees open, lotus or half lotus. Easy pose is the pose that's easy for you. So if you need to choose a different position besides sitting cross-legged, please do. So get nice and tall. Lengthen your spine, drop your shoulders down your back, reach up through the crown of your head. If you're comfortable doing so, close your eyes or take a soft gaze down at the floor in front of you so that your eyes are partially lidded. And then bring your awareness to your breath. And take a deep breath in through your nose. And as you let it out with a sigh, let go of what's not serving you today. Take another really deep cleansing breath in and sigh it out, letting go. Another refreshing breath in, sighing it out, dropping those things that need to get cleaned out. And then bring your lips together, but not your teeth. So your jaw stays relaxed. Let your tongue sit at the back of your teeth and breathe through your nose. Take a gentle breath in and out. And notice for a moment your natural breath. And now ask that breath to get a little bit deeper. Drawing each inhale a little bit lower into your body. Until the breath begins to move in your abdomen. Feel your body expand as you inhale and contract as you exhale. Notice where else the breath goes. Where is there already space in your body that welcomes that breath? And now notice where the breath feels unwelcome. There's lots of reasons for that. There could be some physical tightness or soreness. There can be pockets of resistance or holding. Or it can just be a part of your body that doesn't move. But notice, as you keep bringing the breath deeper and it starts to expand into your body, where does it meet resistance? You don't have to fix anything. You don't have to push into those spots. Simply notice where they are. Wrap them in compassion. You may also notice that as you consciously seek those places and you direct your breath into them, that there wasn't really much needed to let go. Just the intention. Without any expectations, notice if any place let go. And keep your breath slow and deep. Without lifting your shoulders, lift your ears. And as you take your next exhale, tip your head to the right. May your ear fall over to the top of your right shoulder. Notice there where it stops on its own. You've let go, and you've either maximized the stretch on the left side of your neck, or you've met resistance on the right side. Let that be the place you stop. And then simply let your head be there. You can turn your chin a little bit to the right or to the left until you feel into your best stretch on the left side. And your breath stretch is not the most painful, the most straining. It's the place where you feel sensation, but you're still inside your edge. Because as soon as you bring yourself to a point of pain or strain, you're going to start to resist that. Why add more tension when you desire to release tension? And as you continue to breathe and hold your head over to the side, you might notice that you can let go a little bit more. Or you might notice that you're holding yourself back. If you're holding yourself back, what happens if you simply let go? Take another breath. Now bring your right hand up to the right side of your head. Keep your head resting against your hand so that you're actually doing this work with your arm. Lift your head back up on top of your spine. Hold it there until it feels balanced. And then release your hand down and simply notice any sensation in your neck as you release that pose. Relax your shoulders down, lift your ears, and on your next exhale, tip your head to the left. Let it drop until it meets resistance, until it comes to that last place and it'll go naturally without straining. Nothing's forced here. It could feel different on this side. Have you maxed out your stretch, or are you compressing bones on the left side? What happens if you turn your chin a little bit to the right or to the left? Can you find a better stretch still inside your edge? And simply breathe into it. And notice, how's your body responding to this invitation to open? Do you clench or hold? Or does a muscle relax? Do you drop in just a tiny bit more? Take another round of breath. Bring your left hand to the left side of your head. Rest your head against your hand and then press with your hand and lift your head back up on top of your spine. Release when your head feels balanced and stable. Relax your shoulders and notice. Feel the stretch and the compression melting out of your body. Now take an inhale and draw your shoulders up towards your ears. Continue to breathe, but hold them there for a moment, squeezing them in Feel the tension that you build in your neck and shoulders as you hold them in there. And don't be surprised if this feels more natural than you'd like it to. Take another big breath in. And then with a big sigh, like we started with, let your shoulders just drop. Feel any release, that tension leaves. Let's do that again. Inhale, lift your shoulders up towards your ears. Again, keep breathing, but hold them in, squeeze them in. Start to build the tension in your shoulders and neck. Reach up through the crown of your head. Stay with it. Another big breath in, and then with a sigh, let your shoulders fall. You might even feel them bounce a little bit. As your shoulders drop and release, that little bounce actually helps to lift some breath, some air out of the lungs. And sometimes we get some stale stuff in the bottom of the lungs. Take another breath in, lift your shoulders again. And this time, round your shoulders back a little bit and start to squeeze your shoulder blades together behind you. Imagine you're a bird folding your wings onto your back, opening up through the collarbones. Keep squeezing in, breathing into it. Again, you might notice that you're finding a lot of tightness in the front of the shoulders. Take another big breath in, and then as you exhale, let the shoulders fall. Feel into all the sensations that are moving through your body. Take an inhale and bring both arms up over your head. Bend your right elbow and drop your palm down behind the back of your neck so your fingers point down between your shoulder blades. Reach over with your left hand and take a hold of your right elbow. And then very gently draw your right elbow toward the back of your head. Feel your fingers slip down a little bit closer to the shoulder blades. Notice your head. Bring your chin up so that the base of your chin is level with the floor and your head is pressing into your right forearm. And take a couple breaths into your right shoulder. Again, you might discover some tightness in the shoulder, in the upper arm. Now take an inhale, release your left hand up, and then slide your right hand up so both arms are up overhead. Relax your shoulders. Bend your left elbow. Place your left palm behind the back of your neck, fingers down. Reach for your elbow with your right hand. And draw your elbow toward the back of your head until your fingers start to move down between your shoulder blades again. Keep your chin lifted. Feel the left shoulder and the left upper arm. On your next breath in, send your right hand up and then follow with the left. Turn your right palm to the sky. And circle your thumb and first finger around your left wrist. And then use that to lift your left hand toward the ceiling. Lift all the way up out of your left shoulder. Feel yourself get really long through that side body. And as you exhale, take a little bend over to the right. You don't have to go far into the bend. It's not about how far we can take the spine over to the side, but rather how much space we can make in the left side, from your hip up to your shoulder, from your shoulder to your hand. Keep your head framed in between your arms. One more breath. Inhale, come slowly back up. Release your wrist, and then flip your left palm to the sky. Circle your right wrist with the thumb and first finger. Use your left hand to guide the right hand up. Lift your arm up out of your shoulder and then come all the way up out of your hip. Next exhale, you might take it a little bit to your left. Focus on the length of the right side. The does not matter how far you go to your left. On your next breath in, come slowly up, release, and float your arms down. Relax your shoulders. Bring your left hand to your right knee or thigh. Walk your right hand back a little bit. Inhale, lift up out of your hips. And as you exhale, spin your heart to the right. Broaden your collarbones and your shoulder blades. So the shoulder points are reaching out to the sides as you spin from the middle of your back. Spiraling up out of the tailbone all the way up to the crown of your head. Your chin can go a little more to the right as if you're trying to see behind you, but notice if you start to build tension in your neck or in your upper back or in your low back. Move away from that tension. Find that place where you can stay with those deep breaths we were cultivating. As you take your next breath in, unwind your twist. Sink down into your sitting bones, get tall. Now bring your right hand to your left knee or thigh. Walk your left hand back a little bit. Next breath in, get tall. Exhale, rotate your heart around to the left. Again, reach out through the points of your shoulders. Spiral up through the crown of your head. Chin can turn to the left. If you start to meet compression or you find the edge of your stretch, back off just a little bit. Stay within your edge so that the breath can be part of this. And rather than building tension and closing space, you can stay really open and make space. On your next inhale, unwind your twist. Relax your shoulders down your back. Now transition to your hands and knees. This is another place where your blanket or cushion can come in handy, especially if your knees are sensitive or sore. Please spread a blanket or put that cushion underneath your knees if necessary. And balance your hips over your knees, your shoulders over your wrists, palms flat, fingers forward and spread. But if you don't have the space in your wrists today, move your hands forward a little bit or make fists and put your knuckles down on the floor. We want to make space, not close it. As you take your next breath in, lift your heart forward and through your arms. Melt your shoulder blades down your back, reach through the crown and lift your tailbone toward the sky. So you'll feel your low back start to sink down toward the floor. And as you exhale, bring your navel to your spine. Lift the middle of your back toward the ceiling and round so that your head and your tailbone drop. And then inhale, sink your belly toward the floor. Draw your heart through your arms. Lift your head, lift your tailbone. Exhale, round your back. And do a couple more of these on your own. Releasing your spine. As you feel those waves in your spine, do you notice places of holding or tension? Take another breath in, lifting the heart. One more exhale, rounding your back. And at the end of that exhale, flatten your back. Now walk your hands forward. If you were lying just about in the middle of your mat, your hands might find the top edge of your mat. You might even go a little bit further. Bend your elbows and bring your forearms down onto the floor, keeping your elbows about shoulder width apart. You can turn your palms to face each other and stay wide, or you can let your palms come together. Either way is fine. Now notice as you set up your alignment that you shifted your upper body forward and your hips are now in front of your knees. Guide your hips back until they're stacked over your knees again. Draw your shoulder blades in and down. Start to hollow out the upper back. Push the floor away with your forearms. Draw your shoulders back away from your elbows. And then drop your head down through your arms. You might land on the top of your head. You might come onto your forehead. If there's space enough, you might even find your chin on the floor. Make sure your head is someplace comfortable so your neck is not straining. And then bring your awareness to what's happening in the back of the shoulders. So there's this little bit of compression that's happening in the back of the shoulders as the bones start to press together. Your shoulder blades are falling into that hollow that you're making in the upper back. There's a slope down from your tailbone, which is still over your knees, down into that hollow. There's some pressure there. If it strains, if it's pain, if it's starting to create tension, back out of this pose. It might just mean releasing a little bit to come to a place that's more comfortable. It might mean this is not a good pose for you today. It's your body, and you need to judge that. Stay with your breath. So just like at the beginning of practice, when we were still breathing while we were squeezing the shoulder blades together behind, keep the breath flowing. We're practicing a yin pose, anahata asana, heart-melting pose. So we don't want to be overly active in drawing the shoulder blades in and into that hollow. But we do want to be conscious of where they are, perhaps guiding them to where you'd like them to be. And then releasing. And as you release, notice, is there still tension that you're holding there? Take another breath. Press your forearms down into the floor and lift your head back up through your arms so that you can bring your weight forward towards your arms a little bit again. Turn your palms down to the floor and press up so that your elbows come up off the floor. And then walk your hands back in under your shoulders, realigning in table pose. Pause there for a moment and feel into the space in your shoulders. Notice how that feels. Now walk your hands back towards your knees. Drop your hips over to one side of your feet. Swing your legs around and roll yourself onto your back. This is another place that you can make use of your blanket or cushion by putting it underneath your head. Keep it thin so that your neck stays in alignment. Just enough there to keep your head from pressing uncomfortably into the floor. If you're using a blanket or a cushion, the edge of the blanket ends underneath your neck. If it's down underneath your shoulders, move it up so that the shoulder blades can stay flat on the floor. Draw both knees up over your chest and give them a hug. It might feel good to rock a little bit from side to side, massaging a little tension out of your low back. Now pause that rocking. Keep your right knee in and set your left foot down on the floor with the knee still bent and your heel in line with your sitting bone. Bring your hands behind your right knee, and if it's comfortable, interlace your fingers there. If not, just one hand over the other. release your right calf onto the back of your hands so that your hands are closed into that space. Relax your thigh. Just like we used our hand to lift the head at the beginning, we're going to use the arms to rock the thigh bone. So use your arms, keep the big thigh muscles relaxed, and rock your thigh bone from side to side so that you're moving it in your hip joint. Feel that bone moving around. And notice when the thigh muscles take over. They're big muscles, and they like to be in charge of what's happening in the leg. When you notice that's happening, invite them to let go. Let them know, I've got this. You rest. You're moving that thigh bone side to side a little bit more. Now, keeping your big thigh muscles as relaxed as possible, guide your knee open to the right, and you might even use your hands to start to create some external rotation so that you can set your right ankle on your left thigh. Help it get there with your hands so that you're not overly engaging your right leg. We want to keep it relaxed, letting go. When your ankle's crossed over the left thigh, slide it up towards your knee until it's maybe just a finger's width or two below your knee. Flex your right foot, pull your toes in towards your shin. Bring your right hand to the fleshy part on the inside of your right thigh. We're not pressing on the knee joint, we're not digging down into the hip. And then into that flesh, press your hand so that you start to move your knee away from your body. And feel what happens in your right hip. If you run out of space here, then this is where you need to be. And if there's strain, if you've gone past your edge, release the thigh enough to come back to the inside of that edge. If you're not quite at your edge and you'd like to go deeper, slide your right hand through the triangle you're making with your legs, bring your left hand around the outside of your thigh, and then use your hands to lift your left foot up so that it comes off the floor, and your knee starts to be drawn in towards your chest. Check out what's going on in the right hip. If your knee fell in towards your body, move it out. Even better if you can press it out with your right elbow. And to get a little more stretch going, lift your left shin until the shin bones are level with the floor. Flex your left foot, and then imagine someone's leaning into your foot. And let that press your knee towards your body until you feel a little more stretch going on in the right side. Breathe with that. Notice here if using your arms is starting to create some tension in your shoulders or your neck or your upper back. Release that tension. Your edge might not be your hip. It might be the last place you can go without straining your shoulders. Take one more breath. And keeping the left knee bent, set your left foot back down on the floor. Pause here. You can stay here. It's getting a little more stretch going through the right hip in this more released position. Or you can challenge yourself by adding bridge pose to this supine pigeon position. If you'd like to take the bridge pose, drop your arms down by your sides. Reach out through the crown of your head and drop your chin slightly towards your throat. Press down into your left big toe. Reach your left knee out over your left toes and inhale your hips up off the floor. Angle your tailbone towards your left knee. Press your hip points up to the sky and feel your heart move towards your throat. Keep your head neutral with the back of your neck long. Take another breath here. And then with an exhale, slowly roll your spine down from your shoulders to your hips. Lay your sacrum flat. Now reach your right foot up toward the ceiling, sliding it off of your left knee. Bend your right knee, set your right foot down next to the left. Pause there. Notice what happens as you bring that leg back to a more neutral position. What's going on in your right hip? Feel anything that's releasing. Notice any changes in sensation. Give it another breath. Now bring your left knee to your chest. Bring your hands behind your left knee, either with the fingers interlaced or one hand leaned over the other. And then relax your calf onto the back of your hands, closing your hands into the back of your knee. Relax your left thigh and use your hands to rock your thigh bone from side to side. Feel into the movement. Feel that rocking. You may have a different range of motion on this side. Notice if your thigh muscles engage. Invite them to let go. Keep the movement happening with your arms. Pause that rocking. Rotate your left knee out to the side and cross your ankle over your right thigh. You might even use your hands to roll that thigh out a little bit. Once your ankle's crossed over the right thigh, slide it up towards your knee till your fingers width or two below your kneecap. Flex your left foot so your toes come in towards your shin. Now bring your left hand to the flesh on the inside of your left thigh and gently press your knee out until you feel a little bit of opening happening in your left hip. For you, this might be a big stretch, or you might not quite be near your edge yet. If you desire to go deeper, slide your left hand into that triangle and around to the back of your right thigh. Right hand comes around the other side of that. Lift your right foot off the floor and start to draw your knee in towards your chest. Notice what happened to your left knee as you changed position. Keep the knee moving open to the side. Again, you might use your left elbow just to help hold the knee out. Go deeper still by lifting your right shin up until it's parallel with the floor. Flex that foot, and then as if someone was pushing into the sole of your foot, guide your knee a little closer to your chest. If you strain, back off. Otherwise, hold there. Breathe. It says you're holding this pose. Check in with your shoulders and your arms. Releasing any tension, even if that means releasing your pose a little bit. There's no point in opening up one part of the body if we're creating tension in another part at the same time. Not if our desire is to be open, to make space. Take one more breath. Now, keeping your right knee bent, set your right foot back down on the floor underneath your knee. Drop your arms to your sides. And if you'd like to take the bridge pose, press down into your right big toe. Reach your right knee over your toes. So that's the direction the knee is going to travel as you lift. Inhale, lift your hips up off the floor. Tuck your tailbone up towards your knees slightly so that your low back and sacrum get to open up and flatten. You're going to feel the sternum start to sink toward the base of the throat as the whole front body lengthens. Notice how the breath moves, where there's space for it. Reach out through the crown of your head with your chin slightly tucked towards your throat. Keeping the back of your neck long. Notice how your left knee sinks toward the floor. So we're maintaining that external rotation and openness in the left hip. Take one more breath if you came up into bridge. And as you exhale, roll your spine down, top to bottom. Sacrum flat as you come down. Now slide your left foot toward the ceiling, straightening that knee for a moment. Bend your left knee, put your foot down on the floor. Notice what's going on in your hips. Where did we make some space? For a moment, let your knees fall together. Very gently roll your chin to the right and then roll it all the way over to the left and then back to the right and roll back and forth a couple more times, releasing any tension out of your neck. And then bring your chin to center. Align your head with your body so your spine is one straight line. And slide your feet out onto your mat until your legs are fully extended. Splay your feet open. Lay your arms a little bit away from your sides. Turn your palms up. Feel the back of your shoulders sink into the floor. Make any wiggles that will help you settle more deeply down into your mat. And close your eyes. And scan through your body, just noticing how the breath is moving in your body, where there's space. Breathe into that space. And with each breath, let go of control. Allow your breath to find its natural rhythm again. Let your mind float in the breath. I'm going to leave you now. Spend as much time as you desire in Shavasana, final relaxation. Acknowledging the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.